This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This message is to all of our IOU students around the globe, wherever you may be. These are very, very difficult times. And no matter where you are, whether you are in a country that is high in the number of cases of the coronavirus, or in a country where the cases are very small, either way, we are all being affected by this pandemic in one way or the other. And so some of us, we may have lost loved ones to this virus. Others among us, we may have been infected with this virus and we may be ill. We may be recovering. We don't know, perhaps we will be breathing our last. Others among us, we have been affected financially. The economy, global economy, has gone down. Some of us, we may have lost our jobs. Our entire lives have been disrupted. And pretty much everyone, their life has come to a standstill. These are the calamities of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with. And it is in these times that a Muslim needs to persevere patiently, endure through difficult times, through times of adversity, with something very, very special, and that is as-sabr, patience. And so in the Quran, in fact throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the importance of patience, praising those who are patient. And so one example in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O you who believe, be patient or seek assistance through whatever it be that you're going through two things, as-sabr, patience, and as-salah, through prayer. And then later on in the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those who, when a calamity strikes them, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who, when a calamity strikes them, what do they say? They say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, that we belong to Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are returning. So if you lose a loved one, it's not the end of the world, but rather you need to understand that this person who you have lost, he belonged to Allah in the first place. And to Allah he is going back. And there's a beautiful story that I want to share with you concerning this idea that we are coming from Allah and to Him we're returning. Anas radiallahu anh, he reports, he narrates this story. He says, and this is reported in Sahih Muslim, he says that the great companion Abu Talha radiallahu anh, he used to have a son that was nicknamed Abu Nughayr or Abu Umayr. Abu Umayr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to joke with this young boy. He used to say, because this young boy, Abu Umayr, he used to have a bird that he used to play with. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say to him, O Abu Umayr, مَا فَعَلَ النُغَيْرِ, what has Nughayr done? Anyways, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, one day, Abu Umair, the young boy, he fell ill. And Abu Talha, his father, was out in the fields working. And he fell so ill that eventually he passed away. The young boy, Abu Umair, he ends up passing away. So Abu Talha's wife, Sulaym, radiallahu anha, she washed him, she wrapped him up, and she prepared him for burial. And then she said, no one should tell Abu Talha about the death of his son before me. And so Abu Talha, he came home that day in the evening, very tired, and he happened to be fasting. And Sulaym, she prepared his dinner, and she beautified herself for him. And then she gave him his dinner, he ate. And then after that, he asked, what is Abu Umair up to? So she said, he has eaten and he's done. So then after that, they had intimate relations that night. And then Sulaym, she asked Abu Talha. She said, oh Abu Talha, if some people borrow something from another family, and then they ask for what they have borrowed, they ask for it back, would they resist? Would they resist in returning it, or would they give it back? So Abu Talha, he said, of course they would give it back. You borrow something from someone and he's asking for it back, you give it back. And so she said, oh Abu Talha, be patient and seek the reward of Allah, for indeed Abu Umair has passed away. And so he became angry that, you know, she didn't tell him earlier. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he informed him of what had happened. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah bless the two of you for that night that you spent with each other. Meaning that on that night you were blessed with a child, and Sulaym became pregnant and she ended up having another child. The point of this story that I wanted to bring our attention to was how this Sahabiyya dealt with such a difficult situation. She understood clearly that whoever we lose, even if it's my own son, my own daughter, my mother, my father, they don't belong to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these people that we love, and when their time comes, they are simply being returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this shows us her patience and the patience that every single one of us must exercise in these very difficult and trying times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us of this calamity. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.